No, I mean, I don't think winning the NFL, there's a whole lot of luck involved. You know, we didn't play very well on offense. Put our defense in some tough spots there on the field for a long time. Didn't get no rhythm. But, you know, when we had to have a drive, we took it down. John ran the ball real well and beat a couple passes to close that thing out.
And how well was that drive blocked? Because I was running in on that drive.
Well, real well, looked like. John, I thought, made a couple really nice cuts. You know, John's you know what you're going to get from John Cohn. He's a tough guy. He might not outrun anybody, but he's tough to tackle, and he's going to fall forward and get extra yards, and he did a great job on that drive.
Aaron, you guys talked going in about this not being the same Lions team. Can you say that definitively now? Is it pretty obvious that these guys are improved?
Defensively, they're a better team, but you got to give Sean Hill a lot of credit. And that offensive coordinator, man, they had a solid game plan for our defense. And I thought Sean was very, very good in his reads. They moved up and down the field on us. And offensively, you know, we didn't help our defense out by having a couple three and outs there. But you know, there was a stretch there at the end after we got up 21-7 where, you know, the offense didn't even get on the field, you know, for game time, I want to say about 12, 13 minutes, but actual time, it had to be closer to 40 or 45 minutes. And that's tough to keep a rhythm after you score three straight, I think there are two straight possessions, and we just lost the rhythm and really never got it back.
Aaron, you're confident in this team, you're one of the leaders. Are they good enough in your mind?
I mean, it's a win, so we're happy about that. Offensively, we got to find our identity again. I think, you know, we got to make sure that, you know, we get our best players on the field at all times and find ways to get them the ball. You know, we had some ad libs today where they were able to hit Donald on a big play and stuff, take that play away, and, you know, there's really not a whole lot of production. You know, 42 plays, 45, however many plays we had it, you know, that's not going to cut it. How do you get better from that? Well, you got to stop them, but you also got to convert third downs. I think we need to, you know, find ways to keep our best players on the field and find ways to get them the ball.
You mean that just sustain the drive of
action?
Both.
I mean, I think we had great production last week. You know, in the shotgun a lot, spreading them out. And Chicago has a tough scheme. You know, I think Detroit runs their scheme well, but I don't think we gave them a chance spreading them out enough to, you know, find those mismatches. When we did, I think we were pretty productive.
Aaron, you talk about the two of those touchdown passes we were seeing at the latest game point. We had a small window of the
Jennings. Yeah, I mean, those are throws we do all the time in practice, and both those, you know, the first one was a play we've been repping a little bit. It was actually a similar play to the one I hit Jermichael on last week that got called back. I just hit him in rhythm. They had good coverage. The ball, to be honest with you, didn't come out as well as I wanted to. It was actually about a foot lower than I was hoping, but it turned out to, you know, Jermichael made a nice play. And the second one was just a check. Between Greg and I, and you know, we throw a lot of go routes in that red zone area, and that's kind of how I like to throw it, not put a ton of air on it, try and catch them in transition, and Greg did a nice job making a play there.
What happened on the two interceptions?
Well, the first one was a check, and I just felt like the way they were playing us, that that Greg and I were getting on the same page and we weren't. I was thinking more of a back shoulder. He was thinking getting on top. So by the time he got his eyes around, the defender really already had his eyes back quicker. And the second one was just, you know, coming out there. We had a good play call with Jermichael running a corner route and Greg went a post. And they doubled Jermichael. One-on-one to Greg. I threw that ball 10 times out of 10 and then expect him to come up with it. And the majority of the time he does. Unfortunately, I think the fall was a little bit awkward, he said. And had he fallen more on the ground and sit on the defender, he probably would have been able to come up with that catch.
Aaron, you guys are 3-1. Do you expect this team to be playing better at this point?
No, we're 3-1. I think that's the most important thing.
Aaron, touchdown driver. You look like Finley and Robert Wolf. Same place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Donald kind of stole that one from Jermichael. I think he must. I mean, it's a good reaction. I'm glad he caught it. But you know, that was a situation where he was not exactly the primary target when that ball was in the air. But I'm glad he made the adjustment, and Jermichael got out of his way.
You talked about the resiliency of this team last week. I mean, you feel good about this team in terms of being able to come back after a loss like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a short week, and I know personally, and you know, some of the guys as well, we're banged up. It was a physical game last Monday, and you know, I think we obviously would have liked to not have this one be as close, but we're 3-1. Chicago's playing tonight. See what happens, and you know, right where we need to be, make you know a push here in the second quarter of the season.
Aaron, I'm thinking of the quarterbacks you have. Would you like to see the identity of this offense to be spread it out, get you in a rhythm, and do what you do?
Well, I think you gotta see what's working. You know, I think we had a lot of success last week. You know, Chicago plays a different scheme than Detroit does, but. I think we can dig a dunk out of the spread, and I think we can attack down the field. I think, you know, we need to continue to find ways to keep our weapons on the field at all times.